You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and welcome to Blissful Living. You know, lately we've been having some shows that are all about being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, just how I rolled, and I've been rolling this way for about 31 years, now probably longer than that, probably since I was a kid, but really stepping into recognition of being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable for about 31 years, maybe a little longer. So we are going to continue on that path. And as you know, I always like to tell you all that are out there listening is a great time to just take some time for yourself with regards to everything that's going on. You know, we're in the house. We really don't get much time to be by ourselves. So if it's possible that you can find a little spot to sit down, get something to write with, get your favorite beverage, and just spend a little bit of time with us and goodness for yourself, then I invite you to do that. And I guarantee that you will learn something that you didn't know. You'll walk away with something that you can incorporate into your life immediately. And our guest will share nuggets of gold and his wisdom about what he does and what he does can help all of you. So that's my disclaimer. Get set, get ready, because you know how I bring it. And before we get started with me introducing you to our phenomenal guest, I want to thank our sponsors. First of all, Blissful Living for You at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. As you know, we're in the process of gearing up for the Unstoppable Woman Summit, and Blissful Living for You has a link that'll pop up where you can actually sign up for the virtual summit that's happening on Saturday, August 1st, 10 a.m. Central Time. You can click on that link and get in there for free and join us for a day of just fierce fearlessness and unstoppability. So if you're interested or you're not and you just want to check out what Blissful Living for You has with regards to elevating your wellness, wisdom, and wealth, then go to Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U, .com. And also I want to thank our next sponsor of the podcast, which is All Day Cable Incorporated. All Day Cable Incorporated is a telecommunications installation company located in the heart of Silicon Valley. They have been in business for 30-plus years and have survived every kind of economy that we've had since 1989, and they're still thriving, surviving, and killing the game in telecommunications installation. They specialize in voice, data, fiber optic cable installation, as well as wireless systems, access points, audio, video, anything that you need to help you communicate in today's world. They can do that for you. And their motto is they make the right connection so that when you pick up the phone, hit that computer button or whatever it is that you need to do telecommunication-wise, you're able to make that connection the first time. So if you have a need, you know somebody has a need, you have some ads, moves, or changes, you're doing some remodel, or you just need your system in your home operating a lot more efficiently, faster, quicker, and expedient, then you definitely want to check out All Day Cable at alldaycableinc.com. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about our guest. Now, Dr. Clarence Caldwell is a leadership mindset trainer, author, and speaker. Few executives have walked a more improbable path to the boardrooms of some of America's largest companies. Upon waking up in the backseat of a car some years ago to rise from homelessness and poverty, Clarence relied on strength and faith instilled in him at an early age by his mother that all things are possible and that he could become whatever he chose to be. Now, Clarence's rocky path led him to become a courageous leader in life and within companies that include CenturyLink, Cox, AT&T, Sperry Rand, TCI Net, and Time Warner, just to name a few. Holding corporate leadership positions of senior vice president and president has established Clarence as a leader among leaders. Beyond managing a $1 billion capital budget, Clarence takes the most pride in having developed hundreds of employees to also become leaders, many who have risen to the executive ranks under his guidance. Now, being nationally recognized by multiple industry magazines, such as Modern Day Technology Leader, and one of the most influential minorities in cable, only scratches the surface of the awards and recognition Clarence has collected throughout his career in telecommunications. Okay, go on, Mr. Clarence. Starting his second career as a consultant and business owner, Clarence's leadership coaching and professional speaking training has rapidly turned into a thriving business. Clarence used his business savvy and leadership skills to catapult a six-figure online revenue stream within 18 months of startup while building a social media following of over 50,000. That's 50,000. And attaining 1 million worldwide podcast downloads of his 150 recorded episodes. Now, adding to his formal education in technology and a doctorate in organizational leadership, Clarence has acquired multiple coaching certifications that support his mentorship of other courageous leaders. Clarence also has a passion for support young emerging leaders by mentoring students from Pepperdine University in Malibu and the local colleges in Palm Desert, California. Clarence is also the president and founder of a not-for-profit 501c3 organization, the Roots Foundation, aimed at connecting executives with troubled youth for mentorship while creating a safer and stronger community for the future. I love that. The drive behind Clarence's passion for lifting others is his daughter, Aisha, and three grandchildren, Nia, Jalen, and Avery. His goal is to make this a better world from them and pass on the inspiration for leading and helping others. So, Dr. Clarence Caldwell, welcome to Blissful Living. And how are you doing today?
I'm very well, Rochelle Marie. Thank you so much. I'm sorry you had to read through all of that. Next time we'll have a much shorter bio for you to read through. But thank you for taking the time to do that. It's a pleasure to be here.
No worries. You know, of course I could have shortened it, but I don't really like to. I don't really like to shorten someone's achievements and accomplishments when they've been so great and so stellar, particularly, as I mentioned in the beginning of reading your bio, that you were like literally in the backseat of a car, you know, probably trying to figure out where you're going to live, what you're going to eat, how you're going to sleep tonight, and then to rise up and to do great things, such as managing a $1 billion capital budget. You know, that deserves to be recognized, and people need to know exactly everything as much as possible of where you came from and how you got to where you are today. So it's my pleasure to have you, and I don't think I've ever had someone on my show, and I've had all kind of people on my show in the last 10 years, but I don't think I've ever had someone on my show that has managed a $1 billion capital budget. So, hey, you know, I'm super proud, super jazzed, as you can tell, and also because you're in the telecommunications industry, you know a lot about that as well. Near and dear to my heart. So it's an honor to have you on the show. And I want to jump right in because I know my listeners are probably curious as to you and, you know, how you took that jump from, you know, being homeless basically to, you know, operating, managing a $1 billion capital budget. Let me ask you this. When you were in your homelessness state and your poverty-stricken state, because it was just a momentarily state, as we know, what were the things on your mind that kept you moving forward, knowing that where you were at that moment in time was just at that moment in time?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the way to answer that is to, when I look at going from what I call the breadline to the boardroom, there was, I'd like to say that there was this epiphany. There was this one moment where the lights came on and everything just changed. There were certain moments like that that continued to wake me up to where I was, but it was almost like hearing the alarm clock in the morning. I was so comfortable, even as a homeless man, I was comfortable mm-hmm. not doing something about it, that I hit the snooze button several times and it was stuck there, even though the alarm was going off. But finally, I remember waking up and, I don't know if you've been to a drive-in movie long ago. You roll the
windows. Oh, yeah. I love the drive-in movie. I wish they were still around, especially nowadays, because we could keep that social distancing thing going on. But I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, you know how if you roll the windows up, they get fogged up unless you turn on the vent.
Right.
And I remember waking up and the windows were all fogged up, and so I couldn't see outside the car. And I remember wiping one of the windows clear so that I could see out, and it was moist and it was cold, and my hands were wet after wiping the window. And what I saw around me were people they were just bustling and hustling. They were going to work. People had briefcases in their hands. They were doing something.
Right.
And here I was in the backseat of a car wondering, is this my life? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And, so if there was anything close to a moment, that was it, where I began to realize that I wasn't destined to be here. I was destined for something else. I don't know what it is, but I'm destined for something else for sure. And so there was a wake-up moment, if you will, that really hit me in the gut. And it made me think, okay, I've got to change something. I don't know what it is, but I've got to change something. And what I realized was how I got there was a matter of how I believed myself in myself and the choices mm-hmm. that I made. So when I got to the boardroom, it was the same thing, what I believed in myself and the choices that I made. It's really, I want to say, that simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. What you believe about yourself, you're going to manifest.
Right. That's so true. So many times people think that these people that have success, that we see, that are all over, and there's a ton of people that are super successful, and you'll never see them, you'll never hear about them. But the ones that we do see, people think, oh, they just had it easy, or, they were lucky, or so on and so forth. And a lot of times I've had conversations with people and I say, it's success is, it's work in progress for sure. Those people aren't lucky, and they probably didn't have it as easy as you think they had, because they had to make some decisions. They had to make some choices. And sometimes the choices they had to make were not always the most favorable choices, but they were the right choice for them at that moment in time. And for you, when you wiped off that, the inside of the car window so that you could see outside, you realized that it was time for you to make another choice about where you wanted to be and your place in life. And I love the part that I was telling the listening audience about you, that your mother instilled in you, rely on strength and faith. And that's something that I've done with my kids, or at least I've tried to do with my kids. And, sometimes you tell your kids things and you hope it sticks, or you hope they're listening, but in reality, they really are. It may not seem like it, but they really are. And so I want to go to what your mom instilled in you with strength and faith, because I want to ask you, that instillation from your mom, that feeding, that nurturing of being strong and having faith and believing in yourself, was that something you thought about when you started taking those steps forward from homelessness and poverty to making a difference in your life?
Absolutely. My mother's voice, to this day, I can hear her in several things that come up my way. I'm more attuned to the things that she said when I was a child now than I was then. But the mind is a very powerful thing, and you don't forget these things. They're there. You might suppress them, and you might not have immediate access to them, but they are there. And she instilled in me that understanding, that level of confidence that you are magnificent. You are excellent. You are tapped into the infinite intelligence of the universe. This is all within you. You know, when I talk to people about changing their lives, I'm not talking about changing who they are. I'm just talking about changing the room that they're in, because they're already everything they need to be. They're just in the wrong room that's limiting them, and they have a choice to stay in that room or to move into a bigger world. And so hearing her voice in the back of my head was like, you know, Clarence, you're just standing in the wrong room. You can be everything you're seeing out there. You can be that executive walking around with a briefcase if you really want to. You're choosing not to. And it was kind of a hit in the gut when it happens. And like, okay, why didn't I hear that voice, 5-10 years earlier before I got into the car?
Right, right. You also said something else that I think a lot of people don't realize is, you know, what goes on in your mind, the things, your self-talk, the things you say to yourself will manifest and will be reflected outward, outward, outside of you, so to speak. You are what you think. If you think you're successful, well, you'll be successful. If you think you're a failure, if you think, you're a victim or whatever it is, those things will manifest in your life. Can you share with the listeners a little bit more about that? Because my next question is going to really bring it home. But I really want the listeners to be able to understand and to resonate, to absorb this information from you about what you think and your mindset and how things manifest in your life.
That's such an insightful question, Rochelle Marie, because that is the root of it. And if you can master this thing I'm going to talk to you about right now, then you will see a transformation, literally a transformation, if you can master this. It's all about, there was a mentor of mine, Mary Morrissey, who said, you can live your life by default or live it by design. And it sticks with me because this is the way you design your life. That question that you just asked is the root of how I was able to design the life that I wanted. And it really is about the thoughts that you have. When you believe something so adamantly, no one can tell you anything different. If I were to say to you, Rochelle Marie, fire is not hot and water is not wet, you would look at me like I was crazy because you believe that. I can't convince you of anything else. And that's how strong your belief in yourself must be. And beliefs can do that if you establish them. And beliefs can change. But this is how you manage that. And here's what I think is the key. Belief, and here's my definition. I don't know what Webster has to say about belief, but here's my
definition. Who cares? Who cares? We want to know what Dr. Caldwell has to say about belief.
This is my definition. It's a little lengthy, but it is so impactful. A belief is a thought or a set of thoughts when held long enough or often enough, become the window through which you see the world or yourself. I'll say it again. The belief is a thought or a set of thoughts when held long enough or often enough, it becomes the window in which you see yourself or the world. So you believe this, what you see in the world is all based on what you believe, and what you believe is based on the thoughts that you've just kept going over and over and in your mind. And that's real.
Right.
That's your reality. And when that becomes your reality, you will behave in a way to make it true. And so if you believe something good about yourself, you're going to behave in a way to bring goodness into your life.
Right.
Now, I came up with this only because people kept talking to me about the law of attraction, and all you have to do is just think about something that's going to happen. Well, I'm a technology engineer by trade, so I want to really understand what's really going on. I mean, I understand spirituality and the woo-woo, and I'm there, but there's
right.
something going on within us, and that is your thoughts create an emotion. When you think about something, whether it's sad, something bad, you'll feel sad. If you think about something
right.
happy, you'll feel happy. And your emotions drive your actions. Your emotions drive your behavior. Your behavior is based on how you feel. And so if your behavior can create the world around you, then let's start with the thoughts that you have to create the right emotion that generates the right behavior that creates the right reality that you want. So that's the technique.
I love it. I love it. You know, it's really interesting. You listeners, we dropped some nugget of gold on you guys that people pay thousands of dollars to get this from their therapist, okay? You dropped some nuggets of gold. And you're absolutely right, because when I was in a clinical practice, I have an electrical engineering degree, but also a registered nurse. And when I was in clinical practice, in the emergency department and just doing straight trauma, flight nursing and stuff, you know, people would ask me, oh, well, don't you feel bad, you know, when people die, or, you know, don't you, you know, how do you, isn't it stressful? And when I would respond to them, like, no, I don't feel bad, and no, it's not stressful to me, they would look at me really strange and be like, well, how could that be? You're working in an area where there's a lot of chaos and a lot of things going on and people die and, you know, you're flying people from a scene of an accident to a trauma center or whatever, and you don't feel stressed. And I said, no, I don't feel stressed. I said, because in my mind, when I'm taking care of that person, I'm doing the best that I can to save their life. And sometimes the best that I can do is a God-given talent. It's God-given, but sometimes it's not for me to save their lives because they have another purpose. There's something else that they need to do. There's something else that needs to be fulfilled. So all I know is that as long as I can give them the best care possible, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I believe that every patient that I took care of, I gave them the best care I possibly could. And with regards to stress, you know, being in a stressful work environment, I actually didn't feel that it was stressful. I felt very relaxed, no matter if I had five people having a heart attack or whatever the case may be. I felt very relaxed because, again, in my mind was that I'm taking as best care of these people as I possibly can. And when I walk out that door in the morning and go home to my family, I'm walking out leaving all that stuff behind me, knowing that I did a job well done and those people got the best care from one of the best nurses on the planet. And so I felt satisfied, and nothing ever stressed me. And that would just perplex people, but that is how I thought. That is what I believe. That is how I thought. That's how I still think. And so when I applied things like that, those kind of thoughts to running my business or whatever the case may be, you just said a mouthful. It's like I believe that, and my thoughts are that I'm in the belief that I'm doing the best that I can at any given moment, and I am successful. I'm going to be successful. Whether I pass the test or fail the test, it's never a failure. Each time I don't pass the test, it's just a lesson for me to learn how not to make that mistake again. So when I go in to do it the next time, my thought process is already, I'm not going to make the mistakes I did the last time because I know better now and I'm going to be successful. And so it's just amazing that you shared that, because I think a lot of people need to understand that, and a lot of people need to hear it. And so with regards to that, I'm going to step into the next question. With regards to that, you have had a wonderful career. I mean, you are a true leader, and you're a true leader, as I say, representing African-American men in our society, in our community, in our world today. You've mentored other people. When you've gone to mentor other people and help them to believe in themselves and help them to have the thoughts that led to success in their life, What was one thing that you noticed when someone was just beginning to step into that role, so to speak, and start moving up the corporate ladder, so to speak? What was one thing that you noticed that sometimes would hold them back other than their thoughts?
Wow, a great question. I think the biggest thing that comes up for a lot of people, unfortunately, it's fortunate in one respect because I'm well aware of it, but I look for it. But it's what I call emotional intelligence. So when, you know, as opposed to, there are some very smart executives that I work with. I mean, their IQ is off the chart, but their EQ needs a little work.
IQ may be way at the genius level, but the EQ may be at the, you know, the lower level.
Yes.
of yeah, okay, gotcha.
So that's one of the areas we work on first, at least so that I can assess where they are with that, because as we talk about our emotions driving what we do in our behavior, if you're not emotionally mature, and I don't mean that in terms of being a child per se, or just you know, in terms of your maturity as a person, but emotional maturity to me means that you are very aware of your emotions. And there was a Dr. Daniel Goleman. He wrote a book on emotional intelligence for leaders, and he described emotional intelligence with five components. I'll only go over three of them really quickly.
Okay.
The first is self-awareness. If you have a high level of self-awareness, that is absolutely critical for your emotional intelligence. And the second is, he called it self-control or self-regulation. So not only do you need to be aware of what's driving your emotions, whether you're in fear or whether you're in doubt or whether you're excited or angry, but you have to be able to regulate that, and you've got to be able to control that. And so self-awareness and then self-regulation is important, and then that's it within you. And then the third one, which is more about how you are socially, is the empathy component. How do you connect with others and what they're feeling? And so the other two are what motivates you and your social skills. But those three pieces, self-awareness, self-regulation, and empathy, are really critical in managing your emotional intelligence and making you more emotionally mature. If you have those at a fairly decent level, you have a greater chance of moving your career along, because it reflects on how you lead, the decisions you make, the connections you make, the networking that takes place, you know, how you manage through the corporate politics. Everything is affected by your level of emotional intelligence. So we start there, and then we work on the other tactics and strategies about how you really move through your career.
Wow. Wow. I love it. I mean, that, again, listeners, I hope you guys are taking notes, because nuggets of gold being dropped on you right now, right now. I love that. The first three, self-awareness, self-control, and self-regulation. Sometimes I see just in the world, both, you know, professional and just regular everyday world, that a lot of people think they're self-aware, but they're more self-absorbed. And a lot of, right? I mean, a lot of people think they have self-control, and they may have some self-control, but they don't have the self-regulation, or they have some self-regulation and not self-control, or they don't have any of it, but they think they do. And,
right.
And then empathy, you know, a lot of people believe that being empathetic is being sorry, you know, feeling sorry, which is actually sympathetic. And so if a person can have those three things that you just mentioned out of the five, I think that will lead them to great things with regards to, again, believing, you know, having thoughts that they believe in themselves, and having thoughts that resonate around that, to help them step into being successful. Now, I want to ask you with regards, now you guys out there listening, I mentioned in the beginning that there's a Unstoppable Woman Summit happening. It's the Unstoppable Woman Summit, turning your passion into your purpose and being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. And so Clarence is one of our, I want to say kind of keynote speakers, but Clarence is one of our main speakers. And, you know, all the speakers that have signed up to be a part of this phenomenal event that's happening throughout the United States are women, mainly women. And so when I saw this gentleman, you know, dive in, I'm like, ooh, that's a smart brother right there, because he knows us women. We need to hear the masculine aspect of being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable and how men think of that. So I want to just ask you, what made you decide to say yes to being a speaker, knowing that you're going to be surrounded by a whole bunch of estrogen? I mean, that might be a good thing. You know, you'd be the only man, but, you know what I mean? What made you say yes? Because when I saw that, I was just like, oh, my gosh, yes, we got a man.
Well, a couple of things. One is I have learned so much about life itself and business from women. And, you know, starting at the very beginning, as we talked about
right.
My mother. And so I try to stay connected there, because I know that there's so much gold there. There's so much value there. And I also want to give back. And I also want to make sure that women have a perspective from a man's point of view, so that they can be more equipped to deal with the world as it is seen through the man's eyes, because it seems that men are in a control of a lot of things, and I don't think that they're really equipped to be in control of a lot of things, but
right.
I just bring those worlds together so that we're all better for it.
I love it, you know, and it's amazing. You're spot on. You're spot on. It's like, you know, I love sports, so I'm gonna do one of my basketball analogies. You know, I have this love for sports, and particularly basketball is one of my favorites. And of course, you know, being from the Bay Area and having tickets for the Golden State Warriors since 1984. You know, unfortunately, not no games this year, but. One of my babies, I call him my baby. I call him my son from another mother, and nothing had nothing to do with his dad or anything like that. But I just adored this young man, when I met him when he was a rookie. It's like Stephen Curry when he steps behind that 3-point line and launches his shot. He has the thought process of everything what we're talking about. He has the thought that, you know, he's going to make the shot. There's no doubt in his mind he's not going to make the shot. He, you know, he knows what to do. He has finesse. He has charisma. He knows. He just has everything that you're talking about, that we've been talking about. And he's self-aware. He's self-controlled. He regulates himself. He has empathy. You know, he knows what activates that fierce fearlessness inside him. And he has wonderful people skills, okay? That's that young man. But on the other aspect, his wife, who I had the pleasure of talking to several times in line for the bathroom at the game, she is exactly the same as him. And they're a beautiful mirror of each other and a beautiful balance. And so, you know, you say, you know, women need to understand that as much as we don't want to say it, it is a man's world, and we need to know how to operate in a man's world doing things if we want to be successful. That's just the way it is. But when we have someone like you that's willing to share the thought process, the strategies, the things that we can incorporate into our life to be successful, no matter what we may want to do, it's a beautiful thing. And you can only learn these things from a man. You can't learn it from a woman. You know, you can only learn it from a man. Just like there's things women can teach you that you can only learn from women, you can't learn from men. I don't care what the world, you know, how the world is rolling. There's just certain things. And so it's beautiful to hear. It's just beautiful to hear that you recognize the value, the power, the strength that women bring to the table, our goodness, and all of that. And you're willing to share with us how we can be even more successful in being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. So I want to thank you, first of all, from the bottom of my heart, because there's not too many people, as you know, you're the only man that stepped up. There's not too many men willing to do that and willing to share, you know, that platform and the realities of it all. And there's not too many that really want to sit with the gals and really just, you know, pick our minds, be in our space, absorb our energy, and then, you know, give back. And I really think that's just very, very beautiful. I have one more question for you. Now, I know you have a daughter, and you have some grandbabies. Now, I take it you have one granddaughter, two grandsons. Is that how it is?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So with your daughter and your granddaughter, if you were talking to them and you wanted to bestow words of wisdom upon them about being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, no matter what it is that they want to do, what is the nugget of gold that you would share from your heart to them right now?
Oh, my goodness. I've had several conversations with them over the years about just that. So it's hard to pick out one thing, but I will tell you this, and it's really a reflection of what's helped me. And I don't mean to be, you know, repeating, but it's a matter of whatever it is that you desire, you must know what that is first. So be clear about what you want. And then there is nothing in this external world that should stop you. The only thing that's going to stop you is what's going on internally with you. If you're not thinking the right way, if you're not believing the right way, it doesn't matter if it's a man's world. I tell this to my black executives. They think it's a white world. I said, if you think that way, you're going to always be in a white world. So it really starts with you. It has to start with you.
I love that. I love that. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, because I think, you know, you've shared a lot of wisdom in our very short time that we've been chatting. You shared a lot of wisdom. And I'm not real sure. There's some people out there that have grasped, oh, my gosh, there's all this wisdom being bestowed. And there's some people that might be in the middle that's like, oh, yeah, I think a little bit, but, you know, I don't know. And then there's some people that might be totally clueless and the light just not going to come on yet. But
right.
For all of those that are listening, what you shared with us today, for whoever it is it's meant for, it will resonate with them, right? And my belief is that you shared lots of wisdom on how not only women, but men, everybody can be fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. And basically it starts with your thoughts and in your mind. And I love that, because I think what holds a lot of people back is fear, which I always say is, you know, the acronym false evidence appear real, but that holds people back. And again, that's all in your mind. You know, it's like when I was a little kid and I had a babysitter, she used to tell me and my little brother, don't get up and don't leave the closet door open because at night when you go to bed, because if you do, the clothes, munchkins jump out of the clothes and leprechauns jump out of your clothes and they'll come out the closet. If they see you looking at them, they'll come out and get you. Okay, you know, right? Crazy. So for a long time, I would get up, make sure my closet was closed and heated too. And then one night, you know, I fell asleep and my mom carried me up to the bed and I went to bed, the closet was open. I woke up the next day and I was like, dang, all this time, and I was a little kid still, but I'm like, all this time I've been thinking that the munchkins are going to come up and, you know, come out of the closet and get me, and in reality, there is no munchkins. It was all in my head. So basically, you are what you think, right? You things happen in your that you have in your head. It makes your it becomes believable in your life, and you think it's real, but it's really false. And so it's amazing how many people let themselves be held back by the thoughts that are in their head that are fearful, not fearless, that stops them from being fierce, and they stay in an afraid situation instead of being fierce, and they stop at their tracks instead of being and pushing through and being unstoppable. So I just want to thank you, Dr. Clarence Caldwell, for your time, spending time with us on Blissful Living. It's been a pleasure. I want to thank you for saying yes to speak at the event and to be at the virtual summit. And like I said, it's just been a pleasure to have you. Your words of wisdom, your voice, everything just resonates in a beautiful, harmonic, very positive energy. And so I know everybody that's listening is just like, oh, my God, she's ending already, but our time is up. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being here and speaking with you.
And I want to thank you, listeners. Thank you. Without this listening audience that I have, I would not have been able to do this for 10 years straight. And I want you to share this show with everybody, you know, male, female, you know, child, whoever, anybody that you think needs to hear a message of how they can step into being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, no matter what it is they're doing in life, and know that there are things that they can do, but it starts within. And Dr. Clarence Caldwell dropped lots of nuggets of gold that we can all incorporate into our lives immediately to change it for the better. So please share this show with everyone. Listen to it multiple times. Let things that he said resonate within you, and watch how, as you continue down your path of bliss and take those steps forward, watch how your life will begin to change based on what your thought process is and what you believe about yourself. So share the show. I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living For You at Blissful Living, the number 4, the letter U.com. Again, you can go there and pick up, sign up to register, sign up to attend the free virtual summit that we're having on Saturday, August 1st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I highly recommend it. You get to hear more about Dr. Clarence Caldwell. And I want to thank All Day Cable Incorporated, the telecommunications installation company that is serving the Western region with great telecom service. So you can check them out at alldaycableinc.com. And as always, I'd like to wish you all a fabulous rest of your day. I'm wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, tranquility to your spirit. This is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. And until next time, go out and do something positive for someone else that you love, you know, and care about, and make a change in your life. But let it start with changing your thought process to yes, you can, and yes, you can succeed. All right, everyone, until next time, goodbye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living For You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfullivingforyou.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.